Well, hey there, everybody. It's Tony Snipes again, and tonight what I want to talk to you about is the five steps. These are five things that I learned from Tom Hanks. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't meet Tom Hanks in person, but these are things that I learned by watching him in the movie industry. And it's five things that you can apply as early as tomorrow to launch anything that you need to launch, whether it is an event that you have in town that's coming up, whether it's your book, whether it's a big business idea, or a small idea, anything that you need to launch, you want to pay attention to these five key steps. And I want to use the example that probably everybody's familiar with. Everybody loves Tom Hanks, and it's just something that I just wanted to use as a reference point, because by watching him in his latest prep for launching his latest movie, Inferno, I think you can remember these steps and remember how to apply them for yourself and for your business idea. So again, I'm going to talk about the five steps in launching any type of idea, business, especially launching an event, because there's a lot of you that are here on Facebook that post and launch events all the time, but then you get frustrated where you don't have a lot of people or as many people as you wanted to showing up. Mr. Hanks is somebody that I've been keeping my eye on, and I want to use him as the example, especially with the latest movie that he did launch. So we got a few folks that are chiming in and just joining. Rob Joseph, good to have you here, sir. Glad that you were able to join in. We're going to talk about those five steps in a couple seconds here. Let me just, I always like to align this with what I've got on my desktop just so I can keep my eye on things and make sure that everything is working correctly. Mr. Darnell Savant Lee, good to see you, sir. Thank you for chiming in and giving me that feedback on that latest illustration that I did. I appreciate the feedback that you gave me from over at our Frank Frazetta Illustrator group. So glad that you're here, sir. So again, I am going to talk with you and share with you the five things that I picked up from watching Mr. Tom Hanks, and especially how he launched his latest movie, Inferno. And I think that you can use these five steps to launch anything, whether you're launching the next event that you've got that's coming up. Especially a lot of us launch a lot of events, or we promote those events here on Facebook. But you know how you get frustrated sometimes where you don't have the response that you're looking for? And that could be with anything. If you're launching a business idea, if you're launching a business itself, or the latest product that you may have, especially with all my creative friends. There's a lot of us that launch our art projects. Many of you have a book in you or have already attempted to launch a book, and you've been frustrated with the response, with people just responding to it. So I'm going to show you and just walk with you over the five things. Hey, Sean, good to have you here, sir. Five things that you can apply as early as tomorrow, or at least next week, that you can apply for anything. But I've watched Mr. Hanks with these five things, so we'll use that as the example. Get a little bit of H2O there, and let's go ahead and get started. So here's where Mr. Tom Hanks comes in with this. You know about every movie that you see, any type of movie that you see, that movie always has a trailer long before the movie launches. Now, again, let me use the example of what I learned from Mr. Tom Hanks. I use him as an example because everybody loves Tom Hanks. I mean, even if you don't love all of his movies, he's just an all-around good guy. And the latest movie that I think that he launched was called Inferno. And that movie actually went live October, look my notes over here, October 28th of this year. Now, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up several months. Although the movie went live in October, they started with trailers way back in, according to my notes, May the 9th is when they started doing their first trailers. So several months before the movie came out live. Why did they do that? I mean, everybody's doing that. My Star Wars fans that are here, y'all are probably just like I am. We're excited about December 16th. With the Rogue One movie that's coming out. But when did we first start seeing trailers of that? Several months ago. And why would an industry or a franchise like Star Wars, why would they need to have to start getting the word out so early? They've got a huge following. Here's what's going on, and this is especially applicable to us that are not the large movie studios, and we don't have that type of marketing, multi-million dollar and billion dollar marketing budget. So it's really critical that we pay attention to this. It is so much harder to market and promote anything now, guys. Pay attention to me. Come here. It's hard to market anything, guys. And especially the reason is because the battle is for the attention span. The battle's not really for how much money you can make to advertise. It's not in the advertising dollars. But gang, the battle is for the attention span. If this was back in 1996, then any type of way to promote anything, hey, Joseph, good to have you here, sir. Any type of way to promote something, it was probably limited to traditional media, TV, newspaper, radio, and then cable a little bit. But now, not only do we have the internet that's on the scene, but the biggest thing that has challenged all of us as marketers or anybody that's trying to get the word out about anything, the big challenge that's going on is social media. The people that we're trying to reach, the everyday folks that we're trying to reach, whether we want them to attend our event, whether we want them to buy our product, whether we want them to buy our freelance services, whatever it is, their attention spans are pulled all over the place. You get what I'm saying, y'all. The battle is for the attention span. Gone are the days of trying to reach people in using just three different platforms. In fact, studies have shown, now pay attention to this, if you're taking notes, write this down. Studies have shown that the average attention span is now down to 8 seconds. Pay attention to that, 8 seconds. So it is hard to not only, it's not as hard to reach somebody, but it's harder to keep their attention, especially if you want them to take action. So the key is, if you've got a product that you're going to launch, let's say 90 days from now, then you need to start working through over time to connect with those people and not just reach them one time, not reach them twice, but to reach them over and over and over and over and over again until it gets close to that time that you're ready to launch the event, open the doors, or whatever the case may be. It is challenging to reach, not to reach people, because again, it's getting easier to reach people, especially since we have social media. But for them to stay, to keep their attention over time, for them to take action, that's where the challenge is. Let me see some of the comments that we have here. Hey, Beth, good to have you here, ma'am. Okay, so I saw what you said there. But again, the battle is for the attention span. So that is why with Mr. Tom Hanks and the movie that he had, Inferno, even though the movie went live in October, they started their first trailer way back in May. And then they didn't stop there. So the first step for you is to create buzz or to build your following. Step number one is to create buzz or build your following. Now, in the movie industry, they kind of do that with the trailers. Here's how you can do it. This is where you make sure that you not only have a website going, and even if you don't have a website, at least using your social media platform. Start promoting whatever it is that you want to get the word out, and you want to do this within, give yourself a 90-day window, at least. Give that 90-day window so that's the starting point that you're going to be doing a series of initiatives to get the attention, to keep the attention rather, of those folks that you're trying to reach so that they can take the action that you want them to take. You got to start early and you got to do it often. So that first step is to create buzz or build your following. And if you try to remember this, think about that's when the movie industry starts their trailers. That's when we started seeing the first trailers about the movie Inferno. I didn't see too many of those. But again, most of y'all that know that I'm a Star Wars fan, I saw those right out of the gate. Earlier this summer? Might have even been a year ago. Hey, Ron Norman, good to have you here, sir. So again, step number one is to create buzz. Step number two is an immediate step and a step that a lot of folks do omit, or they wait until they get closer to their event or closer to launching their product or book or whatever. But step number two is to launch your landing page. Step number one is to start creating buzz and getting the word out, start building a following. And I recommend that you use social media to do that, especially for that initiative. But then from that point, when you start getting people curious, they're going to want to know more information. You want them to have definitely some type of landing page, preferred a website, if not a website, at least a Facebook presence, where they can not only see a post that you did, but they can go somewhere to get more information. That's what you'll see also in the movies. When a movie launches, those initial trailers, even those teaser trailers, they are automatically at the same time have that landing page where somebody can do a Google search or somebody can either click some type of link, especially if they see the trailer on the internet, but they can go directly to that page to get more information. And then they can also go back to that page to continuously get more information. So again, step one, start creating buzz, build that following. I recommend that you use social media, especially a website, if not have some type of social media presence, to make sure that you're starting to do your teasers, starting to get the word out. But make sure that you also have a web page or a landing page where people, if they're curious about it, they want to know more information, they have a place that they can go to immediately. Especially those of you that have that book in you. This is awesome planning for you, because if you know that you want to launch that book in 2017, set a date at least 90 days out, even 6 months out, whatever works for you. But then start that plan of start doing the teasing, getting the word out, and build your following. Don't just do teasers just to do teasers, but you want to start having fans, having followers, so that when the book launches, or when the event launches, when the product is ready to go, or when that business is ready to go live, the main people that you're going to tell about it are the people that you've built that following with. So that, does that make sense to y'all so far? Hopefully it does. So step three, we got step number one. Step number two, the landing page. Step number three, cross promotion. Now this is where Mr. Tom Hanks, when he was launching the movie Inferno, not only did we see trailers about it, not only did the marketers for the movie have a landing page about it, but that's when you see those stars when they are about to be in a movie, the movie's getting ready to launch, that's when you see them do their cross promotion. What I mean by that, that's when you see them usually hitting the talk show circuit, where you see them go on shows like The Late Show and with Jimmy Fallon and other shows that they go out there. They're on every talk show that they can get out there on, because again, that's another way of them over and over getting the word out to you, reminding you about that event. Why do they need to do that? Because the battle is for the attention span. Even though they had those trailers that came out several months ago, and even though those trailers and then those commercial spots start promoting the movie even that much more frequently, they can't stop there, because they know that we're easily distracted, especially now it's 2016, about to be 2017. We have more interruptions. Let me put it this way. The people that you're trying to reach, the people that you're trying to get to attend your event, the people that you're trying to get to buy your book, the people that you're trying to get to outsource you for your freelance services, whatever it is, those people that you're trying to reach also have other people that are trying to reach them and bombarding them, not weekly, y'all, not monthly, but every day and throughout the day. And people now have more interruptions, they have more distractions, and they have less time than ever before. So again, the battle is not for, okay, let me get a whole lot of money to start advertising. That's not the battle. The battle is simply for the attention span. So you've got to work early and frequently to get that message to those people over and over and over again. I think we got a couple more comments that are coming in. But you got to get that word out to those folks frequently and get the word out over and over and over again so that they can stay attentive to what you want them to do when you're ready to pull the trigger for them to attend the event or whatever the case may be. So step number one, creating buzz, build your following. Gang, I really encourage you to build that following for whatever that product, service, or whatever it is on social media, especially Facebook, like we're here now. Step number two, the landing page. Step number three is cross promotion. That's when you see the talk show circuit. That's when you also see, and I always see this when I go to the grocery store and I'm standing in the line, and I look casually to the side while I'm waiting, and you see those magazines. Again, I saw Tom Hanks on People magazine for that same movie. I saw Tom Hanks on the cover of Entertainment magazine for the same movie. That same night, I saw Tom Hanks on Jimmy Fallon. That next night, I saw Tom Hanks again on The Late Show. So he's out there doing all this cross-promotion. Why is cross-promotion important? Cross-promotion is where you find another person, organization, business, whatever it may be, but you try to find someone that is already touching the audience that you're trying to touch. And that's where you align yourself with them. And it doesn't have to be an interview necessarily. Now, local interviews and shows, like we've got local shows here. You guys know my friend Jamarcus Gaston with Studio 62. Those of you that know that you've got some things that his audience may be interested in, great venue to connect with. Because he's touching people that you're trying to also touch. What better way to increase your effort to reach those folks than align yourself with somebody that's already touching them? That's what they do in Hollywood. But it doesn't have to just be in an interview scenario. Find an opportunity. Ooh, these hot lights, y'all. I put some hot lights, almost like studio lights in here, so they make me sweat a little bit. But find some folks, and it may just be other grassroots organizations. Again, people that are already touching the people that you're trying to reach. Those of you that may be familiar with my Art Slam Live event, the way that we launched and the way we got started from day one and the way that we really started jump-starting those events, I did not have the audience that Art Slam was designed for in the very beginning. But I reached out to a local ministry that was already touching and connected with the people that I wanted to reach. And we partnered, we aligned ourselves with each other, and the rest is local history. So find somebody that's already touching the audience that you're trying to touch. Connect with them. That's your cross-promotion. That's the equivalent of Tom Hanks going on the talk show circuit and being on the magazines. So again, number one, creating buzz. Two, the landing page. Number three, cross-promotion. Number four, testimonials. This is where when you have that movie that has launched and where they get to do those pre-releases and get to have people actually see the movie ahead of time or maybe even in that first weekend, and then they get the reviews from folks. Try to get some testimonials from people that have already bought from you, people that have already been your customers, people that went to last year's event that you're trying to launch again this year. Again, you've got the battles for the attention span. So you got to use all these different methods in order to remind people about what it is that you want them to pay attention to. They're gonna forget. Think about us. Think about yourself. We got so much going on. Do I really have the time to keep top of mind with what you got going on? And I've got everything else going on? No. However, if you do a great job of keeping it in front of me, and especially if it's something that I find interesting anyway, I will keep that thing top of mind if you keep it top of mind and keep it in front of me. And these are just different resources and initiatives that you can use. And anytime somebody like Star Wars that has a huge worldwide following has to do trailers almost a year before the movie launches, yeah, you know what? Us folks here in the grassroots part of America have to do those same things as well. And you know the great thing about it? They work. So, number one, create buzz. Build that following. Number two, that landing page. Number three, your cross-promotion. Number four, your testimonials. Get those folks that have done business with you, bought from you, attended your last event to tell other people about it. Showcase them. Showcase them on social media. Do interviews with those folks, but get the word out from other folks and helps to get the word out. And then the last thing, and this is the biggest thing, launch. That's when you go live, you go big, you go bold, and you go ahead and kick everything off. That's where they do the movie, the big launch of the movie. That's the same thing that you want to do on your level as well. So I went through all those steps with everybody. And one thing I want to point out again, using Tom Hanks as the example, that movie, that first trailer launched in May. The movie didn't go live until October. There's something to that. You really want to kind of look at your events where you want to try to ideally give yourself a 90-day window for anything that you want to kick off. Give yourself that time and do, they call it's a campaign. A campaign is a series of initiatives so that you can get an intended result or action. Just think about the crazy campaigns, you know, political campaign that we just came out of. But each one of those candidates did a series of different initiatives. Sometimes they were doing commercials. Well, a lot of times they were doing commercials. A lot of times also they were at rallies talking to the public. They were on talk shows themselves, but they were doing a series of things. Everything was keying into November the 8th as far as Election Day, where they wanted you to take that action way in November. But they started like a year and a half out with doing multiple things because they know, if anything, the attention span now is shorter. And so you've got to do the same thing. So let me see what questions we have from you guys that have been able to chime in with us today. Let's see. Any questions, any comments, anything that you disagree with, anything that you agree with, anything that you want to hear more about from what I was chatting with everybody today? Good to have Sean here. Hey, Tim, good to have you here, Pastor Tim. Glad that you joined us, sir. Good to have, we got Philip Haygood. Greta, good to have you here, ma'am. Greta, I hope that you are, I'm glad that she's here. I hope that you are, Greta, enjoying my book. The book is God's Seven Keys for Creative People. Everybody that is on tonight, if you forward this video to someone else, if you forward this video, then you're going to be in the running for a drawing that I'm going to do at the end of the week to give away a signed copy of my book. Greta, you'll get an extra copy if you are in that as well, too. We've got Robin. Hello, how are you? I think, Robin, you sent me a message as well, too. Let me see if I can read that message while I'm doing this. I'm trying to multitask, y'all. Okay, I will talk with you. I'll send you a message back on that inquiry. Thank you. Who else has any questions or comments? Just so glad that everybody's here. And I especially want to find out if you got any questions. Do you see what I'm talking about with the example of Hollywood? And again, using Tom Hanks as the example. Again, I really pay attention to when a movie is out and when somebody comes on the talk shows. And then I really find it interesting when they're on multiple talk shows. I think it's a cool thing. And I know that they already have these things scheduled ahead of time, because you know that there's only a finite number of national talk shows. And there's probably so many different potential guests that these talk show hosts and their producers can try to draw from. So somebody in the marketing department was doing some serious planning ahead of time, because they knew that this is something that's critical for the success of their event, their movie, anything that they're trying to kick off. See, Robin asked the question, how vital is live video in today's media slush? Robin, I believe that live video is very vital right now. Here's my reason for that. Now, I was just sharing this with one of my coaching clients actually on yesterday. Pay close attention. As you see, I'm trying to experiment a little bit more and do more with Facebook live video especially. Here's the reasons for it. You always, anytime that you do or you consider any type of marketing strategy, you always want to take that step back and say, the people that I'm trying to reach, where do they hang out? What do they use? The people that I personally try to reach hang out on Facebook. And so Facebook is really key right now. Facebook Live video is an awesome tool, and it is something that I encourage everybody to explore and really just explore with or play around with. Mostly because Facebook, with their algorithms, right now Facebook is really trying to promote their Facebook Live video. They are really, anytime we post a live video, at least right now for this season, they are making sure that they pave the way to make sure that this video is going to be seen by the audience without having to necessarily put any type of marketing dollars behind it. And so their main thing right now is to compete against YouTube, Periscope. I think Periscope, they've kind of gotten beyond Periscope, and they're really trying to compete against YouTube video. So they are really big on Facebook Live video. I encourage anyone to use it or try to explore it as a part of their media plan and strategy. Robin, I hope that answers your question there. Sean asked the question, is self-publication the best way for your first book? I do recommend self-publishing your first book, especially because the alternative takes so long. I'm not saying not to pursue a traditional publisher, but here's what I read about and here's what I've done firsthand, but especially in my reading and just kind of exploring most of those folks that are in the publishing industry. It is a long haul to try to get in front of a publisher, and then that publisher typically is not going to publish your book. But self-publishing gives you that opportunity to at least get a product out to the public. And let's look at this. Of course, when you go the traditional publishing route, anything that comes from a traditional publisher has a tendency to have higher quality. Because self-publishing, anybody can basically publish whatever they want to publish if they have the dollars behind it. The quality may not necessarily be there. Personally, it gives you the opportunity to launch, get your book out there, and then if you have to refine that book or that next edition or whatever, at least you're not limited to having to wait for it to see the light of day from a publisher. I'm big on moving the needle. I'm big on keeping things moving. And Sean, I recommend self-publishing because it allows you to get it out there instead of having to go 6 years, 4 years, 3 years, or whatever, and maybe never have a book see the light of day. So yes, self-publishing. Let's see, any other questions? Robin asked another question. I'm self-published. Oh, she says, actually, Sean, this may be to you as well. Robin says, I'm self-published. I have 3 books out there, and they're all indie. They're all independently published. And Robin, I commend you. I've been seeing what you've been doing with that. And yes, continue to do that. Sean, follow her lead. Who else out there has a question, comment, something that you may want to, that you agree with, or especially something that you disagree with that I may have said or brought up? And I want to thank everybody that's chimed in on tonight. I do encourage, like I said earlier, everybody to explore live video because it's something that, the cool thing about it allows you to engage your audience. This is an example of step one that I was talking about, creating buzz and building that following. Here's what's going to happen with this. As I'm doing these series of things that I've learned from the corporate world and things that I've learned from Hollywood when it comes to marketing and launching, I want to do a series of these because I really want to lead everybody and just tell everybody more about the one-on-one coaching that I think I can help everybody out with. One way to kind of help get the word out about that and to engage people with that is a medium like what we're doing right here with Facebook Live video. So this is a way that you create buzz. This is the way that you build that following. This is the way that you kind of give away those free samples like you see in the food court at the mall, and you think about what restaurant that you may want to eat at. They give away those free samples. As soon as you taste it, you're like, I want a plate of that. This is a way that you can engage those folks before they actually buy, before they actually attend, whatever it is. It's all about capturing the attention span because the attention span is where the real battle is. I see Sean says, should I have my book proofread beforehand? Should I pay for that to happen? Yes. And Robin, thank you, man, for answering that. Yes, absolutely. Robin, you can probably speak to this better than I can, but Sean, really, all of those pre-steps that you would usually get from working with a traditional publisher, having somebody edit the book, having somebody proofread the book, having somebody getting all that feedback and getting somebody to encourage you to change or reword some things and make sure that the book is as quality as possible is the thing that you want to invest in. You want to put the money in that. And then as far as distribution, that's where the self-publishing will come in. But really, put the money behind somebody doing those things to let you have a quality product. Because here's the bottom line. If you don't have a quality product, you can self-publish all day long, but if the product is not quality, it ain't going nowhere. But if you have a quality product, and then you put it in the hands of somebody, and somebody sees that it is of quality and of value, then the word is going to get out, and more people will want the book. Hope that makes sense. Let's get some more questions or comments from some other folks that may be out there. Let's see. We've got... I hope everybody's enjoying this, and this is something that's helpful for you. I really had in mind, especially folks that use Facebook for events, and I wanted to point that out because there's a lot of us that use Facebook to promote our events. And the big thing that I see personally when those events come my way, is usually from somebody that I may not know all that well, may not have as much of a connection with. I take that back. I see two sides of it. I see the folks that I have a good relationship with, I have a good connection with, and then they also, over time, launch and tell me about their event. Those are the events that I usually attend if I can. But then every so often, I'll see that something, you know, comes across my screen, and it's an event that that's happening in a few days, and I don't know them, or this is my first time hearing about it. So you see where I'm going with this? The key is my attention span is short. I have a lot of distractions. I have a lot going on. I think it's probably the same for you. And if somebody wants me to attend something, then you got to market to me over time. And you don't, when I say market to me, just get the word out to me. Connect with me over and over and over, over a period of time. That's the most effective way to market to folks today in this age of the multi-screen society that we live in. Because again, the battle, if you remember anything from this video tonight, remember this and write this down. The battle is for the attention span. Come here, let me tell you a secret. The battle is for the attention span, y'all. That's what it's really about. The more that you're able to give yourself, ideally, a 90-day window, even if you don't have 90 days, give yourself time to prep for launching the book. Give yourself as much time as possible to prep for promoting the event, as much time as possible to prep to promote the t-shirts, whatever it is. Give yourself time and then do these steps. Just think about, you know, you don't even have to think about these notes. The reason why I mentioned Tom Hanks is because he's a movie star and he's in multiple movies. Think about what you always see anytime you see a movie coming out. You see the trailer coming out first. The trailer and the teaser trailers that come out first, several months before the movie is hitting the screens. Think about that. There's a reason for that. Then you see the stars, and you usually see more than just the main star, but you see multiple stars on the talk show circuit. There's a reason for doing that. They have to do that because, again, they are marketing. They already have commercials out there, so why do they also want to do something different from a commercial by going on the talk show circuit? Because they have to engage. They want to even spend some time you getting to know them, laughing, and getting to see a lighter side of them. And that makes you even think about, you know, I think we're going to go see that movie this weekend. But look at that. Every time you see, if you watch any talk shows, and you see a star come on that talk show, ask yourself, why are they coming on? I always do this all the time. Every time I watch any of the talk shows, and then I see their guests that they're saying that's coming on tonight. And I always say, okay, what do they have going on? Oh, they got something going on. They come on because they've got something that they're launching. They're relevant for a reason. And they have to do these things because the attention span, the battle's for the attention span now. And for us to take action, they have to do these multiple things to get the word out. You've got to do the same. Well, y'all, you know I will talk your head off if y'all will let me. So I'm going to get ready to start wrapping things up in a few minutes here, but I just want to give maybe about 5 more minutes for anyone that has any questions, any comments about anything. Let me just go ahead and do a quick refresh over here on the screen. All right, well, y'all, I want to thank you again. Let me just remind everybody, even after this is gone live, and it's going to be recorded on my Facebook page, you still are able to participate in this. My book, God's 7 Keys for Creative People, is designed to really, it's really a short read. And the goal of this book is, if you've ever had any type of creative idea, just like we're talking about tonight, I really believe that there's many of us that ask the questions, who am I, what should I be doing, and you know, why am I here? And this book was designed to not only to address those questions, but to inspire you creatively. I've designed the book where it is heavy on the illustration side because I'm an illustrator more so than a writer, but I wanted to get the word out about this. So anyone that's watching this, if you forward this video to someone else, and I see that you forwarded it, at the end of the week, you're going to be in the drawing for a signed copy of this book that I will mail out to you as a thank you for just forwarding that video and participating in the drawing. So I just want to remind everybody about that. Well, again, thank you guys for checking us out. I'm going to try to do another one of these. I'm going to try to do it next weekend, depending on how Thanksgiving is going. I think Thanksgiving is going to be great. If I do get a window of time to do this again, I will try to slide one of these in. If not, we'll do it after Thanksgiving. But thank you guys for hanging out with us. I'll still post any questions, any comments, especially after this goes live, because many of you are seeing this after it's live, and I still will be looking for your questions and comments and will engage and entertain those. Thanks again, y'all. We'll see you next time.